All right, we want to welcome everyone to the Sunday night service here at Landmark. We thank the Lord for the good service this morning. I enjoyed that message myself.
Yes.
I didn't mention it this morning, but the Lord had woke me up Tuesday night with the thoughts about that message, and I couldn't get it out like it was given to me, but I was very much encouraged with what the Lord put in my heart about that message about glad tidings. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad the Lord did give us some glad tidings.
Amen.
And they're all thanks to Jesus. We got those glad tidings. Without Jesus, buddy, we come up short.
Mm-hmm.
And we're back tonight preaching again on that spirit of Antichrist. And I'm seeing more of it each and every day, and I'm sure you are too.
Yes.
And I don't like it, but it's just like the Word of God says, it's going to get worse and worse under the end. And when it gets real bad, we're going to get out of the way because we're in the way.
Amen.
And without us out of the way, it can't. The Antichrist can't do his job, which he's going to deceive the whole world in wickedness. Got a hairball there.
Blessing God.
We want to go to the Lord in prayer tonight. Got a lot of people that are sick.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people requesting prayer. Father, we bow our head tonight on behalf of these, Lord, that are under weather. These that are not only, Lord, sick, many of them got cancer. Many of them, Lord, they don't even give them long to live. Heard Sister Carolyn mention about a man this morning that they couldn't even help him because he had infection in his bowels. And Lord, we pray for him. I pray, Lord Father, for the man. Brother Ed just showed me a picture of him. I can't remember his name. I pray for him.
Roger Nahart.
Roger, we pray for Roger Nahart. Lord, we pray, Lord, for Joyce Ann. Lord, unspoken request there. We pray for Sister Joanne Smith. Lord, we pray, Father God, Lord, for Billy, Bonnie's son, for
yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Lord, we pray for Denise. Pray, Lord, Father, for Mark Kay. I pray, dear Lord, for James and Star, James Jr. Lord, we miss them. We long for them. Be back in church. We thank you for Steve showing up this morning.
Yes.
We pray, Lord, Father, for Denny and Sue. Pray, Lord, they'd be able to get back in church soon. Thank you, Lord, for all those, Lord, that you have visited, that they're feeling better. And, Lord, we had quite a few people here this morning, 20-some here this morning. We thank God for that. Lord, we pray, dear God, you continue, Lord, to bless this little church and help us, Lord, in our efforts. We know your word says that our labor in the Lord is not in vain. And we know, Lord, one day we'll get a reward for what we've done for Christ. Pray you're blessed, Lord, tonight, Father, this service. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Okay, we're going to take our text out of 1 John chapter 4. And John says here, Beloved, believe not every spirit... But try the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confess that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God.
Right.
And this is that spirit of Antichrist. It's what we're preaching about tonight.
Yes.
Whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. He said, yeah, this is a good verse right here. Ye are of God, yes. Little children,
yeah.
And have overcome them. Now, the Bible says we're more than conquerors through Christ,
mm-hmm.
And we've overcome that spirit of Antichrist. He said, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. This spirit of Antichrist that we're preaching about tonight, It wants to have the preeminence.
Yes.
But the only way it can have the preeminence is with us out of the way. I mentioned this morning, I'll mention it again tonight,
amen,
that light dispels darkness. Darkness can never dispel light. And I thank God for that.
Yes.
See, we might not have a lot of light, but even a little light dispels darkness. I know the church, the Bible says that the day of the Lord can't come except there come a falling away first. Our light probably not as bright. I remember how bright my light was when I first got saved.
Yeah.
I offended a lot of people. I had too much zeal, had too much light, had to tone it down a little bit. I remember trying to witness to my dad. And my dad, he said, "Hey, son, I'm happy for you, but I don't want what you got." Mm-hmm. And I hate to put it in these terms, but I found out, Paul said, "I became all things to all men,
yeah,
that I might by some means save some." And I compromised a little bit just to reach my dad,
yeah,
with the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
He was hard-hearted. It was hard to get through to him. And I don't know if it's because the devil had such a hold on him or what. But anyway, I had a lot of light when I first got saved. I still got a lot of light, but I don't let it shine like I did when I first got saved.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to mention someone here tonight. His name is Ken Cameron. He was a teen actor in the ABC sitcom Growing Pains in 1985 through 1992.
Mm-hmm.
And he received 2 Golden Globe Awards for his part in that sitcom Growing Pains. He was also in the Left Behind series, and he starred in the movie Fireproof. Ken Cameron, he's a Christian evangelist, and he partners with Ray Comfort in an evangelistic ministry, and they're also partners with the Firefly Foundation with his wife Chelsea Noble Cameron. Now, the reason I said what I said right there is Ray Comfort, he's a street preacher, a great God. Great soul winner, great street preacher.
Mm-hmm.
Even tonight, I had to bring up a couple of Ray Comfort's YouTubes where he's out on the street,
mm-hmm,
speaking with people. And I mean, some of them are rough, buddy. But Ray, he's not about that tall. He stands on the box just so he can be level with everybody else. But in stature, he's short. But in spirit, I mean, he's a giant. And he's talking to this young girl. She's weeping. And the reason she's weeping is because he's sharing light with her.
Mm-hmm.
Then he talked with a young boy, and the young boy got saved. She probably, her name was Raven, she probably ended up getting saved. I never seen nobody cry as much as she cried. She just said, "I was raised in a Christian home. I just never did ever get saved." But Ray, boy, he had that light shining. She knew it. Her lip was quivering, tears dripping off her cheeks. And she said, "I'm going to earnestly consider what you told me." And you know what? The best time to get saved when God dealing with you like,
amen,
he was dealing with her.
Right.
But this other boy, he kept changing the subject and kind of trying to sidestep everything that Ray was saying to him, but Ray finally got through to him, and buddy, he broke. And he said, "I'd like to receive the Lord as my Savior."
Yeah.
You know, Ray's smart man. He said, "Ain't creation beautiful?" He said, "That blue sky up there." He said, "Ain't that beautiful?" He said, "Ain't it something God put the sun 93 million miles away so our tomatoes would grow? But yet, if it was any closer, we'd be dead, we'd burn up. If it's any further away, we'd be dead." we freeze to death.
Right.
He said, ain't it something? God put it 93 million miles away just so our tomatoes could grow, so we could have something to eat.
Yeah.
But we comfort them. Oh, He lets His light shine. And Kirk also lets His light shine too. Now, the reason I mention Kirk Cameron, because he goes with this message I'm preaching tonight. Kirk Cameron, he wrote a book called As You Grow, and it's a Christian book. And it's a child's book. And he asked several libraries for 1 hour to read this book in the library. Over 50 libraries turned him down. And that's that spirit of Antichrist that I'm preaching about tonight. They don't have no problem at all with the drag queens and the transgenders coming in with the ire of their storybook reading, provoking and seducing the minds of children.
Yeah, that's right.
But Kirk was granted permission to read his book at a public library in Indianapolis. And when he showed up, 2,500 to 3,000 people showed up for that 1 hour of reading in that public library. Can you imagine that? Sound about like Jesus drawing crowds is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And because of that, he also got permission to go to a library in Scarsdale, New York. They opened their doors also to Kirk's request for 1 hour of storybook reading. And you see what I'm talking about. He's letting that light shine.
Yeah.
That light shines the best in darkness. And he got in there and got that 1 hour. I bet you those other libraries may have wished they'd have let him come in. But, you know, he brought in the truth. He brought in the light, the gospel, in the message in that little book. As You Grow, it just tells young people how they got here, why they're here, what they need to seek while they're young. The Bible tells us to seek the Lord in the days of our youth before the evil days come now. And it also tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. But Proverbs 25:25 says, as cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Kirk was glad to hear about that invitation to come to New York. And that spirit of Antichrist did not want to let Kirk into over 50 libraries. They had no problem at all with the drag queens and the transgenders and all that bunch of nonsense coming in and lewd apparel and acting with, you know, seduce and lewdness behavior. I don't know if you've ever seen some scenes from them, but they put on all kind of seductive, seducing type of behavior. They didn't want Kirk in there. They had no problem with the drag queen, but they didn't want Kirk to bring his Christian book in. I'm just preaching tonight about that spirit of Antichrist. Now, I was happy to hear about the overthrowing of the Roe versus Wade.
Yes, Lord.
Ruling on abortion. But there was others that wasn't happy. And they're called Satanists. And these Satanists in America are suing because of the ruling of the Supreme Court, but because they said it interfered with their rituals and their worship because it included the sacrifice of children. I just want you to know what's going on in the real world, this spirit of Antichrist. I found out doing a little bit of research that let me not throw that in here just yet. Let me stay with this just a little while longer. They said it infringed on them. And when I think about them including children in their sacrifice, the Bible says that Israel sacrificed their children and the devils in Psalms chapter 106, verse number 37. So when these Satanists sued the Supreme Court ruling because it interrupted their women sacrificing those babies to their God, Satan, I thought about that spirit of Antichrist right there.
Yeah.
And the Bible also mentions that Israel sold themselves to sin in 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 17. That tells me this, that there's a lot of money involved in some of this stuff that's going on in America.
Right.
There's a woman in California, and she's suing the schools in California because of a secret transgender policy. Mm. Now, I'm smelling money right off the bat here.
Right.
And there is a lot of money in California. While we're on the subject matter of California, have you noticed the weather, 4 feet of snow, floods, so bad that they said that little old foot that runs off the bottom of California may end up being an island because of all the torrential rains and all the hurricanes and everything that's beating against the shores of California? Again, I just want you to know God is God and He's not mocked.
Amen.
And the Bible says in Nahum chapter 1 verse 3, that God has His way in the whirlwinds.
Amen.
And in the storms. This teacher, or this woman, is suing the school. I've went brain dead here. Suing the schools in California because of this secret transgender policy being promoted in the schools. This spirit, this Antichrist spirit, is creeping into our schools.
Oh, yes.
And also into the minds of our children. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, it mentions in verse number 6 that they will creep into houses. That includes schoolhouses.
Mm-hmm.
Mentions men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning faith. In verse number 8, mentioned their evil men, and seducers and deceivers in verse number 13. In the book of Jude, verse 4, it talks about certain men crept in unawares. Brother Ed, they turned the grace of God into lasciviousness.
Yes, that's right.
I looked that word up. It sounded like it was a key word. And the word lasciviousness means lustful, lewdness, sexual desires.
Right.
By the way, that's a last day's text there in 2 Corinthians chapter number 3, verse 6. The Spirit speaketh expressly that in the last days some will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. I just want you to know we're in the last days.
Yes, we are. Amen. Good preacher.
Just taking it right straight out here.
Mm-hmm.
Know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetousness, boasters. That's the wrong one here. The Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils,
yes, yes.
Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron.
Yes.
I'm just telling you, that's the kind of days we're living in. These,
amen.
These Antichrist spirits are not just coming out of the woodwork, but I tell you what, the only reason they haven't took over is because we're still in the world, amen.
Right.
And I know we're soon to make our exodus. I know we're soon to get out. It won't be long. We will out.
Amen.
And we will be out. And I say glory to God to that.
Yes, Lord.
But the Supreme Court I mentioned this morning, preaching this morning, the Supreme Court in 1980 ruled that the Ten Commandments were to be removed from the classroom. I found out looking that up that in 1978, 2 years before that, that Kentucky had ruled that they stay in the classroom. I say amen to Kentucky, because
right.
The Bible does tell us to teach our children and to train our children, teach them the ways of God and train them in the ways of the Lord.
Yeah.
And when they'll get old, they're not the first. But I found out the reason the Supreme Court ruled that the Ten Commandments were to be taken out of the classroom was because they was afraid that children would read them and believe them.
Amen. That's right.
Again, that's that spirit of Antichrist that we're preaching about tonight.
Yes, Lord.
I want to go to Matthew chapter 13. And I'll spend a little while there. I tell you, those Ten Commandments need to be in our schools.
Yes, they do.
This Antichrist spirit needs to be thrown out with the trash. Drag these drag queens out. And throw these transgender perverts out. Bible mentioned in Matthew chapter 13. The Lord here, He's speaking a parable, but He puts this parable forth unto them. Here's what He says. He says, "The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field." You see, we're trying to put education into the minds of our children. But what we don't understand is there's an enemy down here, and that enemy's the devil. Lord will tell us that here in a minute.
Right.
It says, "But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way." They say some of the books in our school right now are so profane that these parents that are protesting at these teachers' meetings, they're not even allowed to read them on the air, on publicly.
Wow.
Because they're that profane. The language not just profane, but the pictures and illustrations also profane.
Yeah.
But see, they get in there. It says, "While men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way." The Bible says, "Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." You're not going to get a good crop when you've got corruption in the classroom. I'll just tell you that now. It says, verse 26, "But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also." This tare that I mention here, if you love your children and care anything all about them, you listen to what this says.
Mm-hmm.
"So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then have it tares? And he said unto them, An enemy has done this. The servants said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, Nay, lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them." You know, the Lord, He doesn't even want one to perish. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, that God's long-suffering to us were not willing that any perish, but that all come to repentance. God doesn't want no one to perish. And He said, "Let them grow up together." Verse 30, "Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, Gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn." You see, that's why it's important that we get this garbage out of the classroom.
That's right.
These tares are headed for the fire. You see that? He said, "Burn them. Gather them, bind them in bundles to burn them." I don't want no children to end up in hell. But I'm going to tell you right now, you can't put children in the environment of this Antichrist spirit
No.
that's trying right now to mingle in the classroom of our children. You send your children to school today, they come home different than they left the house.
Right.
And the reason they come home different is because what's been put before their eyes,
mm-hmm.
what's been spoken unto them. And the Lord, He explained this parable. His disciples came to Him and said, "Declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field." And the Lord took the time, in verse 37, He answered and said unto them, "He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man." That's Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "I want Jesus in the classroom. I don't want this Antichrist spirit in there." You shouldn't want it in there neither.
That's right.
If you want this Antichrist spirit in there with your child, there's something bad wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to listen real good what I'm saying right here. Jesus said, "Suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven." He said in verse 38, "The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom." We're talking about children in a classroom. "But the tares are the children of the wicked one." How did they get that? Well, I will tell you right now, they wasn't born that way.
No, that's right.
And the Bible tells us to teach our children. Amish care so much for their children that they won't even teach them English until they're a certain age.
Yeah.
They don't even understand English until they're a certain age, and then they'll teach them English. They're protecting their children. I would to God that we try to protect our children. Now, you know, I'm saying tonight that our children are being indoctrinated in our classrooms.
Yeah.
It's not about English.
No.
It's not about reading and writing no more. It's about, you know, seducing doctrines of devils.
Yeah.
And these Antichrist spirits and these children are the children of the wicked one, the tares are. It says in verse 39, "The enemy that sold them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "As therefore the tares are gathered and burnt in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth His angels, and they shall gather out of His kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity." You know, it's, I know there's pleasure in sin for a season.
Yeah.
The Bible says fools make a mock at sin. But it ain't funny when you're standing before the judge.
No.
It ain't funny when you hear the consequences of you sitting at ease in Zion, of you being in denial, not having any regard for eternity or for your soul. It's not funny then. You know what? Now they lie, make jokes, all this kind of sarcasm. Not going to be funny at the end of the world. "When the Son of Man shall send forth His angels, and they shall gather out of His kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire, there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth." You parents out there, listen to me tonight. There's a reason Jesus is going to wipe away tears.
Yeah.
Because you're going to see the aftermath of your and my failure concerning our children.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be watchmen. We're supposed to be on guard. We're supposed to be caring for these children.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, there's wolves down here in sheep's clothing that want nothing less than to not just molest your children's bodies, but also their minds, so they can make them just like them. The only way a homosexual can reproduce is in the minds of innocent children. He's not going to reproduce in my mind.
No.
I'll tell you right now, I'm glad, praise God, I got the mind of Christ. I'm glad my eyes have been opened.
Yeah.
I'm glad I can see things as they really are. These children, they don't know no better.
No, that's right.
And they want them as early as they can get to them. They want them in the kindergarten classes. They want them as early as they can get them.
That's right.
You know, why would they want them as early as they can get them? Okay, Brother Eddie, I'll be 69 years old next month. When I was in the second grade, Miss Middleton, my second grade teacher, we'd sing a song. London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down, my fair lady. This is second grade. I'm 69. We sung it in French. Frère Jacques, Frère Jacques, dormez-vous, sonnez-vous, Matina, din, din, dong, din, din, dong. How do I remember that? You'd be surprised what little children learn.
Oh, God, yes.
I remember that from the second grade.
Yeah, that's right.
They want your children, I'm trying to tell you. Says here, there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father, who hath ears to hear. And we do. Let him hear. Now the Lord here, the same one told us about hell. He told us about what's going on down here. He told us about what to do about it. And He told us why it's going on. He said, the devil is the enemy. And he's trying to get your children.
Right.
And he will if you don't warn your children.
Yes, Lord.
And if you don't demand that they throw this garbage out of the classroom and teach these children, look, I would rather the Ten Commandments was on the wall. I would rather they still had prayer. I would rather they still had a Bible. But if they can't have those things, these others for sure don't need to be in there. And nothing else, just have reading, writing, and arithmetic so they'll have a chance to make a living and get a job when they get out of school. You know what's the top priority in our schools right now? What gender you are.
Yeah, that's right.
Gender confusion. Brother Ed, I filled out a job application about 20 years ago. And on that job application, it's for a high-paying job. The very first question on that job application, still remember it, which sex best describes you? I thought, what the heck has that got to do with my ability?
Right.
There had a little line in there, and as much as I could get in that little line, I wrote in there male or man. The next question of this test or this application for this job, are you married or do you have a significant other? Neither one of these questions have any value about my ability to do a job.
That's right.
I wrote in there in that little blank as best I could, married. And I'm just telling you, this has been around for a long time.
Yeah.
But it's getting more pronounced and it's getting more obvious that it's consuming people. There are young people that have fallen for some of these lies. Young girls had their breasts removed. Young men had their genitals removed, and you know what? They commit suicide.
That's right.
They don't even want to live. Mm-hmm. Now, for me to be silent and say nothing, for me to sit back and do nothing, I'll just tell you right now, I'm not going to do that. But the best that I can, I'm trying to blow the trumpet the best I can.
That's right.
I'm trying to rock the boat. I'm telling you, this spirit of Antichrist, it's not just in the schoolhouse. It's in the house of God.
Yeah.
They're ordaining lesbians and gays. Listen, I'm not against them. Bring them in here. I want to see them get saved.
Yeah.
And they can get saved. Brother Ed, They just passed a law that's against me trying to convert someone that's a transgender or homosexual from that to reality.
Yeah.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, they'll throw you in jail.
It's going to be a felony if you try to convince someone they're not gay, they're not transgender, they're normal, and Jesus loves them, and Jesus can save them out of that nightmare and give them a home in heaven. But they're calling that some kind of breaking the law. That's one kind of law I'm okay with breaking, amen. That's one kind of trouble I won't mind getting into. I'm telling you right now, I'm set for defense of the gospel. I'm down here trying to convince people that Jesus is the only door to heaven. He's the only way anybody's ever going to end up there. And without Jesus, they'll end up in hell. Amen.
Right.
Oh my.
Yes, you're right.
This spirit of Antichrist, it's getting more organized. It's getting more powerful.
Yes.
And it's getting more political.
Right.
They're headed towards this one world government,
right.
This one world order.
Right.
And the church won't be included in it.
No.
We'll be kind of in the way. God's going to get us out of the way. But while we're still here, I don't have a problem at all with being in the way.
Oh.
I'm glad I am a stick in the mud.
Yeah.
I'm glad that they got to figure out some way around me.
Right.
And while I'm down here, I want to let my light shine. While I'm down here, I want them to know who I love, who loved me and gave himself for me.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I want them to know that Jesus makes a difference. I'm going to try my best to reason with them out of the scriptures and plead with them and pray with them and try to get them to Calvary and get them saved.
Yes.
I believe the time is short.
Yes, it is.
I believe the day's at hand. This Antichrist spirit, I say this to my brothers and sisters out there, it's not going to make it easy. But I'll tell you right now, if God be for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
While we can, let us be busy trying to reach people while we're here. Because I got a feeling when God comes from us, our Sunday school lesson this morning mentioned about leaving the stuff behind.
Yeah.
We'll be leaving behind a lot of things we meant to get done. We'll be leaving behind a lot of people we meant to go talk to go visit, to witness to. A lot of people that we had plans to. One day, I remember a man told me he wanted me to come down there and talk to him about his soul. He was very discreet about it. I grew up with him. He was real sarcastic except this day right here. He found out he had cancer. He found out he didn't have long to live. As a matter of fact, he didn't have as long to live as he might, he thought. He died before I could get to his house.
Oh, me.
But he gave me his phone number. Brother Ed, I wrote it down.
Mm.
Every now and then I still run up on that phone number.
Oh, my.
And his name.
Yeah.
He said, here's where I live. Why don't you come down and talk to me? Another man, his brother, just passed away not too long ago. And he saved, this man is. He just got saved. We've been friends for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And even though he's saved, he wanted me to come down there and talk to him. And I believe it was because of his brother. And I didn't make it down there before his brother died. And I did try to go down there. I couldn't figure out which road it was on. And I never could ever find him. But whatever we leave undone, boy, I'm glad the former thing's going to be forgotten, because I'm going to tell you, it's going to weigh heavy on us.
Yes,
we're going to say, boy, I wish I'd got there quicker. There's going to be a lot of reservations when we leave out. All we got really is today. Nobody knows what's on tomorrow. The Bible says, boast not of tomorrow, thou knowest not what a day may bring. And all we got's today. Yesterday's gone, and tomorrow's a maybe.
That's right.
But let's remember, boy, these children.
Yes.
they're defenseless.
Yes, sir.
Only hope they got is we'll say that's not happening. Get that out of the classroom. Throw the books out. Put three books back in there. Reading book, writing book, arithmetic. And if they put the right history book in,
right.
If they put the right history book in there, put the history book in there.
That's right.
All right, I'll shut up. Lord, we thank you for the message tonight. Lord, we've done the best we could with it. It's still a little bit under weather. But we thank you, Father, for what voice and what a strength you give us tonight. I pray for those that heard this message. God, take this message where it's needed. In Jesus' name, we thank you and ask it. Amen.
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Everybody that was on here was from Crown Point, Indiana, except one, Brenda Gott.
Amen. Brenda on there?
Yes,
she was. Hallelujah.
Yes, she was out here.
All right. All right.
Yes, Lord, she was out here.
Thank God.